I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times.
We're going to the ever-popular city of San Gabriel.
Ooh, is it a new place?
No, it's been there 20 years, I think. And I've been going there off and on, and I decided that I couldn't keep it to myself anymore, I guess. It's the only place, as far as I know, in the Western San Gabriel Valley that specializes in clay pot rice. It also has a really strong specialty in herbal soups.
Okay. Let's start with the clay pot rice.
Sure. Like so many of my favorite rice dishes, it's rice that is roasted in a clay pot. and it comes out and the pot is super hot and it will have stuff on it that we'll get to in a minute. And it'll give you a sauce and you pour the sauce around carefully around the rim. You have to do that before you eat it or before you take Instagram pictures, before you do anything, because you want the liquid to hit the clay at the bottom when it's still super hot. And it helps in the formation of this beautiful crust at the bottom.
And then it adds another layer of flavor.
It adds another layer of flavor to the entire rice. We can all agree that as with, you know, Ta Dig or with schmutz at the bottom of a bibimbap or with...
We are, in fact, aficionados of the crunchy rice.
Yeah, everyone loves the crunchy rice. And then you start to pay attention to what's on top of the rice. Sometimes it'll be as simple as a few slices of Chinese sausage. There can be sparabs with black bean sauce. One of the ones I really like is this dish of chicken with dried lily flowers.
So that's the clay pot component. Then we have the herbal soup, herbal broth.
Herbal soups. It's not like the big pot of soup with stuff in it that everybody likes. You can eat the stuff in the soup, but they're not. It's not meant for you to eat. It's meant to add to the broth. So probably the most popular one is black chicken. And you don't necessarily eat the flesh because it's not, it's just grainy. It's not the best flesh ever, but it makes such good broth. And there's, you know, four herbs in with it. And there's this sort of contrapuntal bitterness that goes on. It's very bitter. You're drinking and you're feeling, wow, whatever's wrong with me, it's suddenly getting better.
So you're aware that it's sort of a tonic.
You're aware that it's a tonic. It comes in this its own beautiful little pot and you spoon into a bowl.
And there's no way of like pouring a glass of the herbal broth into the bottom of your rice pot and then finishing it.
You probably could do that. I don't know what you do with the broth with the ox pizzles or the broth with the crocodile meat, but...
Crocodile meat? We were doing so well. Okay. I think that I would have to go for the ginger clay pot rice if I go to this place.
You know, I would say that the clay pot rice with the most ginger in it would be the one with the fresh frog. But they're actually noted across the San Gabriel Valley for the quality of their frog preparations. And that's probably a pretty good place to go.
That's Jonathan Gold talking about the clay pot rice at Nature Pagoda in San Gabriel. He's the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.